This podcast is brought to you by the National Association of Realtors. Whether you're a budding small business owner or a large company looking for a new space, a realtor, a member of the National Association of Realtors, can help you find the right place to grow. So get what your business needs. Get Realtor.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome, I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom in New York. Coming up, tech headlines, but first, a look at Google's featured answers and how it aims to distill the truth, but often gets the truth so very, very wrong. You may have noticed Google promotes a single result over the others, and some can be iffy and some can be not exactly correct. Stirring the pot even more, Google's featured answers are also feeding a raging global debate about life's heavy questions and the ability of Silicon Valley companies to influence society. Let's get more. Joining us from San Francisco is The Wall Street Journal's Jack Nickas. Welcome back.
Thank you.
We're all familiar with Google's featured answer box. You ask Google a question, you get results, but often there's a box of a snippet that features a specific website, right? So first off, what determines what a snippet is? How is Google generating this box?
So Google has an algorithm that underpins its search engine. And for years, the algorithm essentially was designed to just rank sources for a given query. But now this algorithm is being used to actually go into, do a deep dive into the web and find snippets of text that appear to answer a given query. And then they factor in, you know, the source's authority and its ranking in the search results. But it essentially extracts that paragraph or so and uses it as a direct answer to a user's question.
Mm-hmm. And so some questions don't have answers, or, you know, sometimes it's complicated. It's a good look at how algorithms can go wrong. Can you give us some examples as to how some answers kind of raise some eyebrows and prove that?
Sure. So we saw a number of questions that you wouldn't expect a search engine to try to answer because they're subjective or, in effect, unanswerable. For example, who are the worst CEOs of all time? Google surfaced a list of 11 chief executives without a source, including Gordon Bethune of Continental Airlines and Robert Nardelli of Home Depot. Mr. Bethune later told us that that was the dumbest bunch of bleep I've ever seen. after that, you know, we asked something like, should abortion be legal? Google cited a South African news site saying, quote, is not the place of government to legislate against women's choices. But if you ask it, should abortion be illegal, it promotes an answer from an obscure clickbait site saying, abortion is murder. And there are a number of other examples like this. And the question here is, you know, Google for years has used a different technology, sort of an internal encyclopedia, to answer basic factual queries such as when is Mother's Day or how tall is Tom Brady. Those answers are, you know, pretty cut and dry, and they have proven to be highly reliable. But with this featured snippet format, Google is wading into a lot of new subjective territory, and it's opining on business, health, law, politics, religion, areas that you wouldn't really expect a search engine to weigh in on.
It also creates an environment where websites are clamoring to become a featured snippet. Does that come into play?
Yes. So now with this new format, you essentially can jump from the middle or at the bottom of the first page of search results to what search engine marketers are calling position zero. So above the previously top-ranked search result. Now you are the answer. Of course, that has basically spawned a budding marketing industry to become a featured snippet. And we point out there is even a featured snippet for how to become a featured snippet. That also means that a lot of marketers are trying to game the system and trying to design their websites and write definitions so they can become Google's chosen answer. I think we all know how important Google is as a go-to source for information. You know, this is, in many ways, in the modern world, Google is sort of the settler of arguments. So if you're a marketer and you're able to get Google to choose your answer as its definitive answer, that's a big coup.
Right. And, you know, at the root of this is essentially the virtual assistant, right? Questions and answers. That's what all these tech companies are scrambling to win, that game. Is the bet that virtual assistants are the future of computing? So that's where all these companies are going to keep lasering in on?
Right. So I think it's certainly true that a lot of this has been driven by shifting behavior by users. So, you know, on a desktop computer, it was pretty easy to list 10 sources and people would be in the comfort of their home on a computer to be able to kind of sort through those sources and look for the best answer. Once we started moving to smartphones, obviously the phone is smaller and it's a little bit easier just to deliver your answer directly versus having people having to tap around and figure out the answer to their question. And this is even more so the case with virtual assistants and especially these talking home speakers like Amazon's Echo and the Google Home. If you think about it, it's not very practical for a speaker to read aloud 10 links and then ask you which one you want to delve into.
Right.
It essentially requires the search engine to come up with an answer. And so it's a very difficult question going forward. This is going to be a big point of contention probably is how the search engines choose their answers, because increasingly this is what users are relying on for their information.
And, you know, to open the picture up even bigger here, this all plays into what's happening right now with Facebook and Twitter. You know, here we have Google reigniting this big controversy about Silicon Valley and how it influences society, and to that, how much power it has and whether or not that should be the case.
Yes, certainly. I mean, once Google is now elevating a single answer versus a list of links, that certainly further increases the power of their algorithm to shape public opinion. And it really does add to this ongoing debate about the ability of tech companies to influence society and also the potential vulnerability of their products to bias and manipulation.
Wall Street Journal reporter Jack Nickis covers all things Google. Jack, thanks for the latest.
Thank you.
You've heard it a million times. Location, location, location. Well, that's because location's important. And it's the reason this ad, targeted at you, isn't located before a podcast about the history of ice dancing. If you own a business, you know the importance of location, which is why you need a realtor, a member of the National Association of Realtors, a real estate expert who can help you find the perfect location to grow. So get what your business needs. Get Realtor.
Here's what else is happening in the world of tech. Volkswagen said it and its Chinese joint venture partners will jointly invest nearly $12 billion by 2025 in developing electric cars for the local market, enough to roll out a total of 40 models. VW is also starting a new company that will work with a number of local partners to develop mobility services. Asia's biggest tech companies are growing so quickly that stock analysts can't keep up. Tencent Holdings, the Chinese gaming and social media giant, reported another blowout quarter, highlighting a 61% surge in quarterly revenue from a year ago. Profit expectations are climbing, helping to explain why many Asian tech stocks are among the best performers globally this year. And WeWork's ambitions are extending well beyond the workplace and into the water. The 7-year-old New York startup purchased a stake in Wave Garden, whose technology creates artificial waves up to 8 feet for surfing at giant water facilities. For more on these and other stories, head to WSJ.com/tech. This has been the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. Thanks for listening.
Make Tech News Briefing part of your flash briefing on the Amazon Echo. The Wall Street Journal. Listen ambitiously.